Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in Redmond for the next 7 days. Listen, buckle up, everyone. Pretty soon we're going to be talking about goats. This is a very good episode. Jennifer, if you've been meaning to go outside, Wednesday might be your chance. I have to word it like that because we don't have the best weather when it comes to going outside all
true,
the time.
True, very true. But Wednesday might be looking good. What's happening then?
Well, it's Washington State's Free State Park Day, so you don't need a Discover Pass to park. So that means all of the spots around Redmond and beyond are open without the usual fee. State parks, trails, viewpoints, all included. So plan ahead. These days tend to get busy fast, and it is really nice to go outside and touch grass, as the kids say.
There's live music at Soul Food Coffee House on Sunday, April 26th from 4:30 to 6. Jazz Alchemy is playing, and it's exactly the kind of laid-back Sunday set you want to walk into. If you've been to Soul Food before, you already know the vibe. Cozy, a little quirky, and easy to hang out for a while. Drinks, light food, and live music all in one spot. Show up a little bit early if you want a good seat.
There's a cat-themed 5K and fun run happening Saturday, April 25th at Merrimore Park. So all you cats out there, get your tags on and go out and hit a marathon. It's a run or a walk benefiting Meow Cat Rescue. So you're getting outside and you're supporting a good cause at the same time. You can expect a pretty relaxed community vibe, more than a hardcore race scene. I don't know. I have to disagree with whoever wrote this. Sometimes these cats are so competitive. I might not be as laid back as you're thinking. It's at Merrimore, so plenty of space and good trails. If you're going, bring layers. Mornings out there can still be a bit chilly.
There's an Arbor Day celebration happening Wednesday, April 22nd from 1 to 3 at Idlewood Park. The city's putting this on, and it's very much a hands-on kind of thing. You can help mulch trees, join a short tree walk, and they'll talk through when and how to plant trees in the Pacific Northwest. It's free and super family-friendly. Meet at the picnic shelter when you get there.
All right, this is the part of the newsletter you've been waiting for.
Yes.
It is, in fact, a goat hike happening at the Watershed Preserve Saturday, April 25th, from 10 to 11 a.m. near the Redmond Watershed Preserve. And yes, you are hiking with goats.
Nice.
I'll tell you, goats might not be as laid back as cats, so I don't really know what to expect there. The goats are coming from Farrell McWhirter Park, and they'll walk with the group while guides point out plants and wildlife along the trail. It's designed for ages 5 and up, and registration is required for everyone attending. Ironically, goats, you do not need to register. You just go with your human handlers, and they're going to make sure you get through the gates just fine. They meet at Jewel Park to start. This one will fill up fast because, yeah, goats.
And everyone wants to be with the goats. There's a short run of a play called Kodachrome happening Friday through Sunday at Second Story Repertory in Redmond Town Center. Shows on Friday and Saturday begin at 7, and on Sunday begin at 2. It's about a small town photographer and the lives of the people around her, with a mix of humor and nostalgia. Tickets are $25 and seating is pretty close to the stage, so it feels more personal than a big theater. Grab tickets ahead of time if you want a specific night.
All right, it is time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history trivia or tidbit about life in and or around Redmond. Jennifer Davis, your question is...
Yes, please, lay it on.
The land where Chateau Saint-Michel Winery sits was originally a farm with a very unexpected name. What was it called? Your choices are A, Vineyard Valley, B, Hollywood Farm, C, Wine Country Acres, D, Grape Expectations. and your timer starts right about now. God, I can never fool that sound guy. He always gets it.
Well, you know, the two I'm leaning towards is Hollywood Farm, because that would be obvious, because it's Hollywood Hill, it's Hollywood area. They have the Hollywood. It was Hollywood there. So
yeah.
Maybe Hollywood Farm. But then you said a very unexpected name, which makes me want to say Grape Expectations. But that is a little bit too zany. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the very obvious B, Hollywood Farm, because of all the things named Hollywood in that area still.
Jennifer, again, I get to play this music. You are 100% correct. The answer is B, Hollywood Farm.
Yeah.
Seattle lumber baron Frederick Stimson built Hollywood Farm starting in 1912 as a dairy and poultry operation. It became known internationally for its cattle and flowers. Chateau St. Michel bought the property back in 1976 and turned it into the winery that is there today. The site is now a National Historic Place.
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill.
There might be an outdoor gear repair and resale shop coming to Redmond. The idea is it's built for the REI crowd, people who'd rather fix than toss. Huh. We don't know the exact location yet, and it's nothing official has been announced. So, you know, the question always is, where would this even go? If you've got a guess or have heard something about this, head over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
Who do you think is the best hairstylist in town? Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.